when you are navigating your time created illusion, it is very difficult for you to have one foot in and one foot out. Much seems a contradiction from one to the other. And, of course, it is a contradiction. You are understanding more now, particularly the way your emotions play in both the physical and the world of consciousness, playing a different role within each position and each point you arrive at, when in reality it is only one point, one position. Two is one. It is the same thing, but your time-created illusion, your ego, will not accept this. This is physical. And you are learning how to navigate between both, when in reality it is one. Death. There is no death. Birth. There is no birth. Between these two, it is an illusion. Within one, within the physical, you will feel, emotionally feel, the vibrational energy of pain. And your feeling of pain is brought about through your created illusion of loss, of loss for self. There is no loss. There was no beginning, and there is no end. It is one moment. It is a continual. It is a continuous cycle. So your emotions, your emotions of self within your time created illusion, choose pain. No one dies if one dies, all die. And this is an impossibility. You receive comfort through knowing this. And your time created illusion is what you created to awaken, to remember this. All is one, and one is all. It is the same thing. They didn't die. They didn't go anywhere. They didn't make a journey from A to B. It is an illusion. just in the same way that your time you have created to experience this is an illusion. And the egos, the people you have created to experience it with you, they too are the same. They too have created their illusion to ultimately understand what they are, to understand themselves, what they are. And they are you, the same thing. When explained to you like this, it is simple, it is not complicated. And yet, with one foot in and one foot out, you will make it complicated within your physical creation. And none of this is wrong. And none of it is right. It is. And the more you experience this within a physical form, the more you become aware of what it is and how it is. There is nothing, no thing to fear. There is no thing for you to create self-pity. There is no situation that will ever arrive within your self-created illusion where you will have a need to do this. It is merely you that chooses to do this, and ultimately you choose this to know self and to understand self outside of this illusion in the vastness of consciousness. Your emotions are applied in a completely different way. A more loving way. And it is a love that encompasses all and everything. Not an individual. Not one, but all. And this is what you must focus on. This is light. Positive. This is love. Love is not defined by dependency. It has no attachment to a singular point. Love is all. It is source energy. It is one. This is what you are understanding. Compassion is something completely different within a physical formation. Compassion is the ability to recognize within all self. And it is the ability to love self, to love others, and so you will then love self. This is compassion. Compassion is to feel within self the pain within the physical, within the suffering of self, and to understand that it is an illusion. It is not real. It is your way of understanding what you are. You will grow. You will grow into the beautiful self you are, as are all the same. Judgment of them will slow you down, will inhibit you. Tolerance and compassion and understanding will allow you to grow, as it will them, because they are you, and there is no death. It does not exist. It is another part of your separation. It is another part of your created A to B journey. Nevertheless, a necessary part. And what of them with your perception of death? Where do they go? They don't go anywhere, because there is nowhere to go. They are as you are, as you would say, I am. They exist as you exist, as one, as all. By the nature of your formation from one form of energy to another, you are pure, and everything is correct for the moment it is in, and there is only one moment for all and everything, no beginning and no end. Energy merely changes from one form of energy to another, and this is by choice. You choose what you desire to experience, but you must always remember one and one moment. So simple, and yet so easy for you to forget when you are indulging in your time-created illusion. Positive energy will bring to you love. Loss of fear will bring to you love, and all that is love. Go and create. Go and transmit positive energy. It will ripple through all, because all is every, it is one. There is a little point for you to communicate with an entity you feel. You feel you have lost. You have lost what you perceive to be that entity within your time created illusion, when in fact you have lost nothing. The perception, the persona, the personality that you created, that they created within their separation, does not exist in this form. And communication with this is self-gratification within a physical formation. It is not real. It is, once again, your ego calling for this, for pacification. The entity, the energy is pure. It is a pure light, as you are a pure light. You are a pure form of energy. You are not your ego. You are not your mind. It would be futile to communicate for self-gratification in a physical form. It would not progress self. It would inhibit self. It is another story for you to create. It is another form of imprisonment for you to inhibit your growth, your awakening, your self-awareness. It is not detrimental. Merely another form of experience. There is no time. It is one moment. You simply have to remember the feeling of love you have for this energy. Nothing more. No complex scenarios. No names. Nothing. Just the love you felt. Your feeling. 'Tis enough for you. Because you are the same. And that is how simple it is. The sea of souls is an untouchable ocean of love. And it is one. It is not many.